This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We love a bit of drama, don't we?
Well, we do indeed. And we like to showcase really important theatre. And this one certainly meets that criteria, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got a really... Well, obviously, it's a difficult subject matter, isn't it?
We talk about domestic violence. And this play is called Kindred. There's so much about this that we want to know more about. And what better way to find out than to get the playwright herself, Rachel Blackwood. Welcome to the Royal Dalton.
Thank you so much. Thanks
you
for
not
having.
Only wrote it, but you're in.
That's true.
Now, do you always demand that?
It's in my contract.
I've written this, but I've got to be in it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, good on you. We're going to get along ready.
Yeah.
Now, and we just mentioned that it's about a woman who stays in a violent relationship.
Yes.
Give us more on it, obviously. You'll know a lot more than we will.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started writing this with the idea of trying to answer that question, why doesn't she leave?
Yeah. It's such a really important question, isn't it? Because I think that is a really common one that people ask when they observe someone in a violent relationship. Why on earth doesn't she just leave?
Absolutely. And it's really easy to be rational about these things. But it's never rational once you're inside it. Mm. I don't think it's a particularly helpful question. I think what we should be asking is what would make somebody do this to another person and put the question onto the perpetrator and take away some of that blame. But in opening up the conversation, I thought if we can at least try and answer this question and get that out of the way, then we can focus on doing the actual good work of helping people to move on and get out of these relationships.
Is it, bearing in mind it's about relationships, is there there'd be highs and lows in this, wouldn't there? Is it all about, you know, violence?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I wanted to take the audience on the journey of falling in love as well, and sort of almost experiencing what it's like to be in that relationship. So the absolute highs as well as the absolute lows. And the pinnacle for me is being able to get people to both laugh and cry.
Yeah.
That's my ultimate aim. That'd be amazing.
So is that some of the reasons as to why people you think do stay in violent relationships, because of the contrast and contradictions that they experience as a result of being in the relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're usually full of passion, and there's very big highs and very big lows, and it goes in a cycle. So the tension will build and the tension will build and the tension will build, and then something happens, an argument, an episode of violence, and then it's like in any relationship, the makeup period happens, and it's wonderful and it's lovely, and you just
I'll never do it again.
Exactly.
And, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Cycle.
I mean, we on varying degrees, we all do it. When you're in a relationship, I don't mean domestic violence, but I mean you stay with someone and you think, oh, it'll be all right, or sort that out later.
It'll get better.
I can change them.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I try.
No.
Forget it.
What inspired you to put this together?
I was actually in a domestic violent relationship myself.
Right.
And it's taken me a number of years to get over that. I've gone through a lot of counselling and working on myself and figuring out how and why that happened to me and ensuring that it won't happen again.
And by getting over it, I guess you learn to live with it. Wouldn't that be more? I mean, I don't know about you specifically, but, you know, I don't think you ever forget.
Oh, absolutely not.
But you learn to live with it.
Yeah, I can only speak, obviously, to my own experience.
Sure.
But it's definitely something that you always carry with you, and it is a devastating thing. And I'm lucky that I got out alive. Many, many people do not. And the statistic is that one woman in Australia every week is killed by a partner or an ex-partner.
Isn't that horrible?
And it's just a terrifying statistic. And that's just talking about death, you know, that's not talking about episodes of violence and abuse and emotional manipulation and all those other things that go along with it.
When you say that it took you a while to be able to get to the point where you're at now, is writing of this part of that cathartic process?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't set out for it to be that way, but I'm sure it's definitely been part of it. And it's been really interesting, everybody coming on board and getting behind the message, and it's really quite timely as well. People are talking about it a lot more. So, there. And one of my aims is to really empower people. So whether that's whether you're yourself within a violent relationship or whether you know somebody who is, being able to know that there's help out there available and that, you know, there is a way through it. I really want to empower people to know.
Now, the actors in this all take a moment to play that role, don't they? The abused role?
Yeah. So what we've done is I really wanted to give an insight not only behind closed doors of this kind of relationship, because it is always quite secret, but also to give a direct look inside her mind when it's going on. So in order to try and answer that question, why doesn't she leave, we have six actors portraying different aspects of the one woman. So you'll be able to actually physically see on the stage all those different parts of herself arguing and feeling confused and conflicted and trying to discuss whether they should leave or not and what's actually going on, and yeah, really look inside what's happening in her mind as this is going on.
Well, wow. You talk brilliantly about it, absolutely brilliantly. And we said before you were in the room, it's opening tonight.
It is.
It's opening tonight.
Opening night.
Oh, and you're ready, obviously, you know. It's
yeah.
The sort of thing, you know.
I feel surprisingly calm.
Great. Good on you.
Now, one of the things that is really important here is that you've partnered with an organisation called Safe Steps for this project, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be donating 10% of our gross ticket sales to them, and they do a lot of really great work. They have a 24/7 crisis line, and they work with government bodies and organisations.
This is for people that are affected by domestic violence?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Families, so women and children. They do really good work. So we've partnered with them, and they have, as I said, that crisis line. So anybody can call at any time if they need assistance.
You've got the number there, haven't you? What's
I do. It's 1-800-015-188. And so that's there available if you need help.
Now, I would imagine they'll be grateful not only for the money, but also raising awareness, getting recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of it as well. So yeah, hopefully we can get them some money and get them some awareness.
Rachel, I think we love you. We love you.
There's so much in this that is important. It's not only an important message, it's an interesting story. It's so important for people to be able to understand this, but also, as you say, the money goes to help raise all money to Safe Steps.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have such a great cast and crew. Everybody's just rallied around this and everyone's so passionate. They're donating their time. So it would be wonderful for people to come out and support Australian theatre that's for a good cause.
It's at Revolt. No, that's it's a lovely space.
It's
lovely,
an amazing
big space.
Yeah, yep.
Great.
Now, indeed. Now, if people want more info, they can go to revoltproductions.com. It all kicks off tonight and plays through to the 13th of December. So a couple of weeks to get in and see it. As we say, it's called Revolt. Such an important cause. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
Good
me.
Good on you, darling. Well done.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.